main issue with the review of the GI guidelines is that we wanted to make GI fit for the second commitment period, sort of to update the mechanism and to really have sort of a revised GI, a new GI mechanism that meets the demands that we see for the second commitment period. Well, the outcome is basically it's a major revision to the existing GI mechanism. And I think one of the most important features really is that we will merge the two-track system we have in place at the moment, merge that to just one single track. As JISC anticipates it, there will be a governing body supervising that mechanism, but there will also be a lot of discretion to the host countries, how they set up and design the GI project. So that's the basic feature, and that's what we want the GI guidelines to look like. For this year, the process will be that we will spend two more meetings finalizing the revised GI guidelines. There will also be a stakeholder consultation, which will take place probably somewhere in the beginning of the third quarter of this year. Then we hope and we expect to submit a revised set of guidelines for the CMP8 in Doha. Everybody can provide input to that. So that's, of course, not only parties, but also stakeholders from the GI community, the relevant market segments. Everybody can provide input into that process. And it's important for us to have transparency in that process. And that's why we also, the concept note we are discussing at JISC 29, is also part of the annotations, and that's available to the public so everybody can see the current status of the discussions.